I'm speaking this morning on where is the Spirit. We're in a series about the Holy Spirit, and some of the things that I say will be similar or building on or even repeating what's been said already, because it's good for us to hear it again in different ways to get more clarity. But as I was looking at this, I was just like, wow, this is like really huge, and I could go down several rabbit holes. But yeah, that question, where is the Spirit, and just kind of made me laugh thinking about it, because I saw this picture on the internet of somebody kind of cleaning their house, and suddenly they shout to someone else in the house, "I've found Jesus," and there's this picture of Jesus just lying under the sofa, and it's kind of a bit like that sometimes. We think, where is the Spirit? You know, I'm seeking him here, I'm seeking him there, where is he? Where can I find him? We have these funny ideas about how we relate to the Lord, how we relate to his Spirit, and it's kind of feels a little bit like hide and seek sometimes. But I'm going to bring several things out that probably not massively new, but just to remind us of where the Spirit is and how he interacts with us. And the first thing to say is that he's everywhere. The Spirit is here. This morning we know the Spirit is here. We've sensed the Spirit. And sometimes we sense and see the activity of the Spirit, and sometimes we don't. But he's everywhere. He's omnipresent. He's with us. And it says in Psalm 139, verse 7, "Where can I go from your Spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?" And it's not so much about trying to get away, but it's that point of the Lord is everywhere. And I want us to grasp hold of that first, in the sense of there's no place you're going to be, no position you're going to be in, no situation where the Spirit is not. The Spirit is with you at all times and in all places. And sometimes that might put the fear of God in us when we're doing something we shouldn't be doing, or walking in a way we shouldn't be walking. But most of the time, I think that brings us such a great comfort to be reminded that there's no situation that he's not in some way. He's present, even if we can't immediately see what he's doing. And he's there. It talks in the Bible so much about the Lord being an ever-present help in times of trouble. Yeah. That's the Spirit. We get to call on the Spirit in any situation and say, "Help me. Give me wisdom. Get me out of this." if that becomes more of a prayer in our lives, rather than just being in fear or trying to battle through in our own strength or trying to grab our own wisdom, then we'll see more and more breakthrough. So most of the time with the Spirit, we just need to become more aware of his presence. So the Spirit is there for us in every situation. In Jeremiah 23:24, it speaks, the Lord says, "Do I not fill the heaven and earth? Am I not everywhere? Am I a God who's only near, or am I a God who's only far?" No, he's a God by the Spirit who is everywhere in all circumstances. And that actually brings great oneness to the body of Christ. Because although the Father and Jesus are in heaven, the Spirit is with us. The Spirit is with us. Wherever we are in the world, there's no place where the Spirit is not. In 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14, it talks about the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And in this sense of saying God, the Spirit is everywhere and the Spirit is with us, I want us to get hold of that fellowship, that friendship. It's not just about having some kind of add-on. The Spirit's there who can help me. The Spirit is our friend. Mm-hmm. And there's so much description that talks about that oneness, that togetherness of us with the Spirit that is so precious. Mm-hmm. If I can encourage you with anything this morning, is become a friend of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the enemy's biggest tactics has been to make us afraid of the Spirit. People are generally, and might be a little bit afraid of the Father. They're generally not afraid of Jesus, but a lot of people are afraid of the Spirit. But he's supposed to be, he is our friend. Amen. He is our comforter.
Yeah.
He is our deliverer. He is the one who brings counsel. He's the one who brings courage. He's the one who brings revelation of Jesus. Mm-hmm. When we see more of Jesus, it's because the Spirit has brought light to the Scripture. Mm-hmm. It's because the Spirit has come and given us revelation. We need the Spirit. The Spirit is not someone to be afraid of. Mm-hmm. How can we build friendship with the Spirit? It's simply through spending time asking for more revelation, asking to know who he is. We've talked a lot over the weeks of the Spirit is a person to get to know, not a thing that's out there. And how do you get to know someone? You spend time. You find out what they love. You find out about their character. You find out just all about them. And so I would just encourage you to simply ask the Lord, ask the Spirit, come and show me who you are. In these days and weeks, I need a revelation of you, Holy Spirit. What do you sound like? What moves your heart? Just to ask those questions. It talks in the Bible about the Paraclete is the name in the New Testament for the Spirit, and that signifies this coming alongside. Again, it's very close. It's not someone who's distant. It's someone who's close. In fact, in Romans 8, 26 to 27, it talks about the Spirit. I think Mike said it earlier. It talks about the Spirit helping us in our weakness and teaching us to pray, to pray through us by the Spirit. But the word for intercede there, the word about him coming alongside and interceding, is to take hold together. Yeah. It's not like he's come in and taken over. It's the Spirit comes alongside and we take hold together in a partnership of what the Lord wants to do. Now, we don't always understand what's happening in that partnership because he's a lot more wise than we are. He's other. He's much more amazing, much more of a mystery than we can get our brains around. But through faith and through trust, we say, yes, come and pray through me. Intercede with me in this situation where I don't have the words. The Spirit is with us to bring us wisdom and understanding. When we read the word, when we spend time with the Lord, we don't do it just in our brains. We do it by the revelation of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. We need him to bring things into clarity. There's a beautiful passage in John 14 where Jesus is talking to the disciples and saying, I'm not going to leave you on your own. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm going, but I'm not going to leave you on your own. And actually, what comes after me is better. He's encouraging them that they need the Holy Spirit. And what the Holy Spirit is going to bring is actually going to be so good for them. And it talks about that Spirit leading them into all truth. That's who he is. If you want wisdom, if you want truth, if you want to know who Jesus is, if you want to know how to walk out this life, then you need more of the Spirit. You need his friendship and his revelation. You need his light to shine. So that was my first point, is the Spirit is everywhere. He is with us. The second thing I want to talk about is that the Spirit is in us. And this is one of the main things we know as believers, that the Spirit is not out there, just out there. He's in us. When we're born again, we're born of the Spirit that Adrienne was talking about. We're born of the Spirit. Just want to read a few of the scriptures in relation to this. So Titus 3, verse 5. So halfway through verse 5, it says, "He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit." It was by the Holy Spirit that we received this washing and this rebirth, whom he has poured out on us generously through Christ Jesus our Savior, so that we have been justified by his grace. Mm-hmm. We are reborn of the Spirit, in the Spirit, through the Spirit, mm-hmm. for new life. Yeah. 1 John 4:13. "We know that we live in him and he in us because he has given us his Spirit." Mm-hmm. In John 3:6, which is one we've been speaking about over the weeks. "Flesh gives birth to flesh, but Spirit gives birth to Spirit. You should not be surprised at me saying you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." So the Spirit is in us. And why do we need the Spirit? Because it's that Spirit in us that draws us close to the Lord, that brings us close to the Father, that brings us that revelation of Jesus that I already said. It's that Spirit that teaches us. John 14, verse 16. This is what I was just talking about before. "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him or knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." And then later in verse 26, "But the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything." So we have this Spirit in us to remind us of who the Lord is, to remind us of who we are in him. We have the Spirit within us to empower us to do what he's calling us to do. And in the same way as the Spirit being in us, there's also a sense of the Spirit being upon us, of an anointing coming. It comes throughout Scripture where it talks of the Spirit was on him and he was able to do this or he was able to do that. And one of the things that really struck me is what happens when the Spirit is stirred within us or what happens when the Spirit comes upon us. And in many places what it says happens is that we speak. We prophesy. When the Spirit comes, we prophesy. When the Spirit comes, we preach the gospel. When the Spirit comes, we speak his words. When the Spirit comes, we speak his truth. That is one of the main things that happens when the Spirit comes upon us, because it's his word, it's the living word coming alive within us, and a boldness coming from the empowering of the Spirit to speak forth. And that might not look like prophesying. It might look like encouraging someone into the truth. Mm-hmm. It might not look like preaching the gospel in the sense of like getting out and saying this is the gospel. But again, speaking truth into a situation, drawing somebody to the revelation of Jesus. Mm-hmm. A word of encouragement. It might look like a prophetic word. It might look like the preaching of the gospel. But when the Spirit comes upon us, it causes a voice to come forth. It causes a sound to come forth. It causes a boldness. Isaiah 61 is the one we know very well. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to do what? To preach good news to the poor, to proclaim freedom. There's an active sound and declaration coming forth that's bringing that breakthrough, and that's Amen. By the Spirit. Amen. And I believe there's a partnership there. It's the Spirit's power that's doing the work, but it's our voice, our partnership, Amen. Which is bringing that Amen. To reality in the situation. So as the Spirit comes upon us, we get revelation of what needs to happen. We get revelation of the truth. We get revelation of the Lord's heart. And we partner with him to speak forth that into a situation. And our word from him with his power makes change break. Amen. Brings freedom, brings healing. Causes miracles to break forth. Causes the fruit of the Spirit to be birthed within us. Talks about it in Acts 1:8. It says the Spirit came upon them and they preached boldly. Yeah. That's what happens when we allow the Spirit to stir within us. Yeah. I think one of the things we're doing in this time that we're seeking the Lord for is to move us from a place of sort of inactivity or sleepiness into a place of being fully awake and alive in the Spirit, that we partner with him in all areas. When the Spirit came upon them at Pentecost, Jesus had talked about the power from on high coming. And that's what we need in our daily lives. We need that power from on high. And that power is within us. The very life of Jesus, the very power that raised Jesus from the dead is within us. Amen. Want us to get hold of that. There's no situation that you're in that is bigger than the power of God. And there's no situation that you're in where that power is not available, because it dwells inside of you. His truth dwells inside of you. His life dwells inside of you. We need to get hold of this more so that we can walk in truth and in power. So the Spirit is all around us, with us. The Spirit is in us. The Spirit is upon us in anointing. But also the Spirit is out there in the sense that we need to get hold of seeing what the Spirit is doing, discerning his movement in the world, discerning what is on his heart in the season, in the heart of the Father through the Spirit. What is he doing? Where is he moving? The active work of the Spirit in our lives and in our communities. And this is one of the main aspects that we wanted to get hold of today. That wherever the Lord has placed you, the Spirit is there. Amen. And wherever the Lord has placed you, whether that's in a street, whether that's in a workplace, whether that's in your family, wherever the Lord has placed you, wherever you are situated, the Spirit is moving. Sometimes I think we think of the Spirit a little bit like a genie in the bottle, that he only comes out when we ask him to, or we only want him to intervene when we're asking him. So it's like, okay, now I'm thinking about you, rub the lamp and out he comes. And but the Spirit is moving all the time. And it's much more about us coming into line with seeing what he's doing than us conjuring him up into a situation. He's there already. He's in your workplace. He's in your family. He's in your street. And a lot of what we need is that awakening to that. And to see that we have the potential to partner with the Lord in those things. I nearly shared a few things last week because they were stirring in me, and I thought, no, I'll leave it to this week. And I'd hoped to be able to get one of my neighbours to come and talk about how he's seen the Spirit work in his business, but he was not able to come. But I just want to share with you in some simple ways that we can become more aware of the Spirit and what he's doing. And I want to start first with, some of you know all about this anyway, but on our street that I live in, we have six believing families. and one of them's here. So three families were already there when I moved in. Four, sorry. And then Joe and Paul's family moved in after me. And it became very clear that the Spirit was doing something. Amen. Sometimes you need to think, this isn't just coincidence, or this isn't just nice. Oh, look, this is nice. We've got some believers around us. We became very aware that the Spirit was doing something, and there was an opportunity for us to step into what the Spirit was doing or just ignore it. You know, we had that opportunity, but we saw that this was not by chance that the Lord had brought us all together in the streets. So we started to ask, Lord, what do you want us to do? And we started to gather for prayer and worship. And we're not very far along that journey yet, really, but we can see that the Lord wants to use us in our street. And just recently we had a barbecue with some of the other neighbours, so we invited them, so we got together. We bought the food, we arranged it, and then we invited other neighbours who don't know the Lord to come along and join us. And it was the worst day to pick because it's a rainy day. It's the one rainy day in the whole that happened recently. But actually it was nice because there was just a few who turned up and we had real quality time with them. And one that was amazing, so one of the neighbours comes with his daughter. His daughter's about 20-ish. and he came, it was still warm even though it was kind of raining, and a t-shirt on, and we saw that on his arm, this is one of the neighbours that we don't know, and on his arm was 1 Corinthians 13. And we're all like, what? So we all start asking him, like, why have you got that tattooed on your arm? You know, so he must have had about 4 conversations about this. And he just said, and as far as we know, he's not a believer in the sense of being born again, but this scripture kept coming up through his life. He just said, this scripture comes up whenever I'm having a hard time, and it's helping me through. And what's funny is that on the end of our street, there's an electricity box where somebody has essentially graffitied the box with 1 Corinthians 13, and it's not him. So he was saying, and I couldn't believe it when it appeared on the electricity box at the end of the road. It's like, you know, like God was speaking to me again. And so in that context then, 2 or 3 of the believing neighbors got the opportunity to share their story, how they came to know Jesus. And he was just so interested in what they were saying. And, you know, we didn't like pin him down and say, you must be saved today at this barbecue right now. But we're starting a journey with him and with the other neighbours. And I think what I'm trying to say is that there's so many little opportunities where we are, whether it's your street or whether it's your work, where the Lord wants to give you a mindset shift that things can happen. And it doesn't have to be that you put on a gospel event. It can be simply inviting people around for a barbecue and seeing what the Lord's already prepared. I mean, the Lord knew where this guy was, and he was going to bring him into that situation where he's talking to us and hearing Darren's testimony of deliverance. And that can happen in all sorts of places. But we need to become awakened to it. And I think most of the challenge is that we're just kind of carrying on in our own little ways and not being aware of how many opportunities are around us and how much the Lord can use us. Seen it a lot of times in the cafe where Joe works, is that people come in not expecting to have any kind of encounter with the Lord, but a conversation over a cup of coffee sets them sharing about their life and that they need help. And it might start just from simply needing some practical help and somebody saying, yeah, I'll give you some money for that, or I'll take you here for this, or I'll pray for you for that. And then a conversation opens and they begin to share their need. And whoever's there gets to share their experience of the Lord and to see a breakthrough. And that's what we want. Amen. Don't need to do it in any weird ways. Just be normal, but be supernatural in the normal. Be extraordinary, as I spoke about before. And we need discernment for that. I'm just going to take a minute to pray. Holy Spirit, we love you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you. Holy Spirit, it strikes me that so often you're just not acknowledged. But we acknowledge you. We know you're here. And Lord, we don't want to do this life without you in the sense of being aware of you. You are already in us. You are already with us. You're already at work in the situations around us, but so often we just don't acknowledge you. Not because we don't want to, we're just in our own little world. Holy Spirit, we want to acknowledge you this morning. And Lord, I'm not sure if I've finished speaking or not, but I want to just ask you to say and do what you want to do in this moment, this morning. I want to ask you to bring fresh revelation of you as a friend. I want to ask you to bring fresh revelation of you as the empowering presence of God within us. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. I want you to think about those situations that you have that we were talking about earlier where you need hope to arise. Think of a situation right now where you need the Lord to intervene. I want you to acknowledge that the Spirit is there with you. Holy Spirit is with you. I want you to ask Him or invite Him to come alongside you in that situation. And I want to ask you to ask the Spirit what He wants to say and do in that situation. Could be a relationship, could be a workplace thing. What does the Spirit want to say to you? Or what is the Spirit's solution? Holy Spirit. Spirit is well able to speak very specific things. Often the problem is our ability to hear them. But the Spirit wants to speak very practically into situations. He wants to speak truth into our hearts. He wants to empower us towards boldness. This walk that we have with the Lord is not an abstract thing. It's not vague. The Lord wants to walk with us by His Spirit every single day in the very real, real aspects of life. That situation that seems hopeless, it can change. Yes. And the change might be that you change, or the change might be that the circumstance changes. That's up to the Spirit. He knows what He wants to do with you. That person who you feel will never come to the Lord. Spirit can move to transform hearts and lives. That situation where you feel like you've been going round in circles, the Spirit can come and like on a train track where they shift the lever and it moves onto the other track. That can happen in an instant. That thing that you have wanted to do but you've never had the boldness to do. The Spirit can stir you to a place of boldness, though a boldness comes that's beyond yourself. It's not about you stirring yourself up. It's about you receiving that power from on high to move in boldness. I want us to stand and I want to pray a prayer of blessing over us. In the Anglican Church, as part of the liturgy, they say, the Lord is here. Yeah. And the response is, His Spirit is with us. Yeah. And I just want to say, I want us to say that together as an acknowledgement. So as I say, the Lord is here, you say, the Spirit is with us. Mm-hmm. And we'll just say that a few times. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. The Lord is here.
The Spirit is with us.
The Lord is here.
The Spirit is with us.
Lord, we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are here in our midst. You're always with us. You're always moving. You're always faithful to bring us into greater truth. Holy Spirit, we want to acknowledge you as a person, as a friend who we can get to know more. And we thank you for your friendship today. Reveal yourself to us, Holy Spirit, of what's on your heart and how you move and how you want to move with us. We are thankful that you are the one who comes alongside and takes hold of things with us together. That you're all about oneness and you're all about partnership. In a corporate sense, we're thankful that by the Spirit, we can come into a place of oneness. We don't come to unity by ourselves. We don't have one heart and mind by ourselves. It's by your Spirit. Mm-hmm. So we're thankful for that, Lord. Mm-hmm. And we ask that by your Spirit, you will make us one. Mm-hmm. We're thankful, Holy Spirit, that you have the wisdom, that you have the power, that you have all that we need in every situation. Make us mindful of that. So that, Holy Spirit, you don't become our last resort, but you become our first person that we go to and say, help. Give us wisdom. Give us revelation. Give us love. Give us all the fruit that comes from you for life and godliness. It's there for us, we know. Awaken us to your activity in the world around us, Lord. Holy Spirit, I ask that you will bless each one in this room, that the fire of the Spirit within them would burn brighter and stronger in the days and weeks to come, that they would experience a courage as they are encouraged by you, Holy Spirit, that they would experience a refiring as they look to you, Holy Spirit, that they will come to a place of deeper surrender to your work, and that anything that is outside of the Father's will, Lord, Holy Spirit, that you will reveal it so that we can repent and turn from it. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the Spirit of holiness, purifying and cleansing us day by day, making us more like the Father, making us more like Jesus. So I bless each one in this room with a greater revelation of the Spirit's work, greater discernment of what the Spirit is doing in their lives and around them. bless each one with an empowering. Come, Holy Spirit, do your work among us. Awaken us to you. Awaken us to you. Shift us from a place of inactivity to a place of partnership with you day by day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you.